Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot's Rock Solid Drupal Workshop Week in Dallas, Texas. Come join Matt Westgate, James Sansbury, and Randy Fay as they talk about the Drupal performance and deployment tricks used on Drupal's most trafficked sites. The event happens October 4th to the 8th and is split into two workshops, Drupal Performance and Scaling on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Drupal Deployment and Best Practices on Thursday and Friday. Sign up for each workshop individually or sign up for the whole week, save some money, and learn to run your website like a pro. For more information, visit lullabot.com/events.
My name is David Rothstein. I work at Acquia. I've been there for a couple years now. The D7 UX work that we did in Drupal 7 is basically sort of an attempt to respond to some of the problems people have seen with Drupal 6 and earlier doing usability studies. There were a couple famous ones, I guess, done in Minnesota and Baltimore that showed just sort of horrible problems people were having with very basic things like finding the create content link, you know, on a Drupal 6 website. It's hidden away in places that apparently people don't know where to find it. So the D7 UX work was just about Dries organizing through Acquia to hire Mark Bolton and Lisa Reichelt to do some designs, and then the community iterating on those designs, and several of us at Acquia were involved at various times in working on them. I kind of did a little bit of everything. I didn't work on one particular one. I guess the contextual links was one I did for a while. That's sort of when you hover over, it's something that Vue's and Xen and a few other projects pioneered, but when you hover over something like a block or a node, you get a set of links to be able to do convenient things like edit it. I worked a lot also on the shortcut module and somehow fell into maintaining that. That's sort of a, there's a toolbar at the top of the screen in Drupal 7 by default, and the second level of that is actually a separate module called the shortcut module. It's sort of a customizable set of links, so you can, on any page in your site or any administrative page, you can click a little plus icon and get a link to appear there. So I worked for a while on that, and somehow, like I said, I'm now maintaining it.
And so, you know, talk a bit about, you know, in your presentation that you're giving here, you're kind of giving different tips to how to leverage this new usability layer in Drupal 7. What were you talking about there?
We talked about a lot of things. We focused on, there's a number of them that actually, it turns out, are pretty easy to do. So for example, the contextual links we talked about. If you have a, let's say you have a link on a node. So we used the example in our presentation of the signup module. The signup module provides a little tab on nodes that lets people kind of sign up for them. So we figured you might want a contextual link if you're viewing that node. If you're an administrator, for example, viewing that node in a view somewhere, so you got 10 nodes, 10 different event nodes, and you want to be able to quickly go to the sign-up. So we showed how to do that. It's really one line you add to hook menu, the menu definition for your links. And so we showed, that's one example we showed. We talked about the dashboard module, which is sort of hopefully intended to be a new central location for administration in Drupal 7. That's sort of a centralized dashboard. It's made up of blocks, just standard Drupal blocks. But the intention there is, in order for it to be useful, a bunch of different contributed modules are going to have to provide blocks sort of aimed more at administrators. You know, they might provide the same blocks they're providing now, aimed at anywhere on the site, but also providing some blocks that an administrator might want to turn on that lets them do some administrative activity for that module. It's a couple examples.
So what are some of the other big things that you might have covered in the presentation that people should know about this next phase of Drupal 7?
I guess our key point for in terms of the usability stuff is that it really is important that contributed modules be involved in this, and now is a good time for that. So, you know, a lot of work went into core during the main core development phase, but I guess the point we tried to make is any individual site is going to have, you know, 30, 40, however many contributed modules, and if sort of core has one way of doing things, and the 30 modules have 30 other different ways of doing things, the overall site usability is not going to be good. So we kind of felt like it's important for contributed modules to get involved in this process, especially now, while Drupal 7 is still in alpha. Bugs can be fixed, so if you're converting a module, you're trying to use these new usability features, and you find in your module that, you know, it doesn't work with your use case. Our point was now is a good time to find that out, because now is a good time to complain about it, try to fix it, so that it can be useful for a wider variety of modules.
And so maybe talk a bit about, you know, this new information architecture that's on the admin side. I mean, it's completely, you know, reorganized in a way for where different tasks are located. So how's that broken up now?
Okay, yeah, the new information architecture, it sort of goes along with the idea of, so in Drupal 6 and earlier, there's this page at /admin, which kind of has everything on it. that's useful for certain cases. It's useful, like, essentially if you're searching for something, but it's kind of a centralized place to go find something. It's way too much on the screen at once. So the sort of idea of the new information architecture is to sort of have you start one level down, maybe, so that instead of having the main place you go be a giant list of things, to sort of have now there's about six or seven, maybe, different categories. So there's, and they correspond roughly to the sort of top level categories in Drupal 6. They're not overwhelmingly different. I guess site building is sort of renamed structure and changed a little bit. Appearance or theming is sort of a move to the top level. Modules is moved to the top level. But the main difference is sort of that it's not, you don't intend people to go to a central page to always access that, but based on, you know, concepts pioneered by like admin menu and those kind of modules, to sort of have that in a bar. Either by default at the top of your page could be other things. So the situation is, instead of sort of creating new, if you're a contributor module, the aim is not to create lots of new categories on that top level. Like if you go to a typical Drupal 6 site, /admin, you might have 15 categories because a lot of modules just threw their stuff there. The goal is to not do that and to try to fit in one of the existing categories as much as possible. I hope that's possible. I'm not 100% convinced it always will be. But the default place, if you're not sure where you fit, there's a category called configuration. And that's kind of the default place you're trying to be aiming at. That itself has a bunch of subcategories for things like, I guess, content authoring. It's got a user section. So basically, if you have a module and you're not sure where it goes, that's probably the place to look, is the configuration section.
I see. And so, you know, it used to be when you go to /admin, you could just search the page for a couple of keywords and it would sort of drop down. And, you know, that might be good for some people, or they may go just hack the URL directly if they know the URL. So how does the shortcuts module try to help make things more efficient as opposed to the existing system where you may have to click multiple times to kind of bury down into what the task you actually want to get to is?
Well, yeah. So the goal of the shortcut module is to sort of, the extent that the top level of this toolbar has just a certain set of links that take you to the top level of each admin section. The shortcut module, the goal is that if you have some task that you personally or on your particular site perform a lot, you might put, it's essentially like a bookmark. I mean, you essentially would put a bookmark to it in that bar, so then you can get to that via one click. A good example that I've used, and we used a lot in our demo, was the performance page. While you're developing, at least, that might be less useful later on, but while you're developing, you often find yourself clearing the caches a lot on your site, and that the performance page is where you do that. So, well, you might use Drush, and that's actually what a lot of developers will use, but if you're not using that, if you're using the admin UI, performance is buried several layers deep. You don't want to keep four clicks every time you need to go clear caches, so we were just putting it in the shortcut bar, and then we could get to it in one click. And so whatever it is the common use cases are on your site, or per user, the shortcut bar can be, there's ways to set it up so it is per user. So you could have different types of users on their site. Maybe some of them are more likely to do content creation. Some are more likely to do these developer things like clearing caches, performance. So you'd have different bars, and each of them could sort of add their own bookmarks to those.
And so having been involved with the D7 UX discussions, I presume, maybe you could talk a bit about like some of the higher level intentions that you guys were trying to achieve with the administrative experience of Drupal.
Well, I mean, I guess it's mostly, a lot of it is aimed sort of at first-time users, I think. Maybe somebody coming to the site without a lot of technical experience, someone who's not going to be a developer or a site builder themselves. But I think it's aimed more, a lot of times I wasn't super involved in the original D7 UX discussions. I know the content creator was like a persona that was talked about there. So somebody who's not the main site administrator, but somebody who does have a lot of responsibilities on the site, they're probably not a very technical person. So the idea is to take some of the stuff that they're more likely to use and find a way to get them to that without them having to learn all of Drupal.
Cool. And finally, what's the thing that you're most excited about when it comes to like all this new administrative and usability stuff in Drupal 7?
I think I'm most excited about contextual links. The example we used in our presentation, for example, and the one that I've always been thinking about, is configuring a block, doing something as simple as, you know, changing the title of a block. In Drupal 6, you have to navigate your way through the admin area. You have to know that it's a block. I mean, just because you see something on your site, you know, to know that the terminology for that is a block, you have to actually know something about Drupal already. So, you know, previously you'd have to go through to the administrator menu, then to the site building, then to blocks, then find the block you want in the list, and then go and configure it. And now you can do that with one click. You can get to a screen like that. And I think that's powerful. I think one also good thing, I think it will help educate people about Drupal. I mean, eventually they, you know, if you're doing a Drupal site, you should know what a block is, right? You should eventually understand the terminology. But if you don't know it right away, just the mere act of hovering over it and seeing the phrase configure block teaches you that it's a block. You know, you click on it, you get to that page, and then you start to develop a knowledge that I think is harder to develop otherwise without a lot more patience. This gets you there quicker, and then as time goes on, you learn about it, and you become an expert, hopefully.
Okay, great, thanks.
Thanks a lot. It's fun.